now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at Swiss German, because we did report this a little while ago, the fact that in the Canton of Vaud, Parliament has decided that Swiss German should become a separate school subject, obviously, as you know. Canton Vaud is French-speaking, but they're going to teach Swiss German. So in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we'll have a closer look at why this matters and why the project may be hard to implement with our very own Swiss German contributor, Dario. So, Dario, go ahead.
Ja, klar.
Klar, ja.
Wir reden ein bisschen Schweizerdeutsch, wir lernen ein bisschen Schweizerdeutsch und wir hören ein bisschen Schweizerdeutsch. I just thought I'd sprinkle in some Swiss German to get our ears attuned.
Yes, well, my Bahndeutsch goes as far as kenne keine Stange ha.
Oh, that's good. That'll get you a beer in any bar.
It will. It works well. I can promise you that. Right. Anyway, so let's take a look at Swiss German. So why, though, Dario, has Canton Vaud decided to teach Swiss German?
Well, Switzerland famously takes pride in being a multilingual country, right? And for the purpose of national cohesion, school children spend many years learning at least one of the other national languages. For pupils in the French-speaking part of the country, this means mostly many painful hours of German class. For me, it meant many painful hours of French class, but that just as a side note.
Right.
However, this is where it gets really frustrating, when after all these years of studying the language of Goethe, those students venture to Zurich, Basel, or Bern, they still won't understand much of what is said, because most people in those places, if you've ever been there, and I know you have, but I'm talking to the
right.
listeners
here,
yes. the audience, if you've ever been to any of those Swiss German cities, you will have noticed that people generally prefer to speak Swiss German dialect rather than the standardized German taught in school. And according to linguists, Swiss German is almost as far removed from German as Dutch is. So you can imagine those many years learning German don't help that much when you get off the train in Zurich.
No, that's also true. And also learning all the genders in High German. This is not really relevant in Swiss German, but we'll move on from that. Anyway, so why, though, then, aren't people just learning Swiss German? Because actually, fundamentally, it doesn't exist.
Well, yes. Well, it does exist, but not in certain forms. The problem
right.
here is that there isn't a Swiss German, right?
Mm.
But rather up to 40, and I didn't even know that. I thought it was just a handful. But actually, there are about up to 40 Swiss German dialects that can differ from each other a lot. And those are all only spoken and don't have any spelling rules. There is a good reason why German in its standardized form is an official national language in Switzerland, and Swiss German isn't. The dialects, even though they play a major role for the Swiss German identity, are actually not mentioned anywhere in the constitution, for example, while German, of course, is, and French and Italian and Romansh.
Right, yeah. I mean, we should point out, I mean, if you ever watch Swiss German television, they're all speaking High German. I mean, on
exactly.
Zen is all High German. It's all, you know, it's
exactly.
Yeah. However, despite all these problems and all the different dialects, Vaud wants to make Swiss German a school subject. So what actually is their plan?
Well, for now, the plan isn't very specific yet. It is just a short majority in Parliament that voted in favour of the project. Mostly the political left feel that it would be beneficial to national cohesion and for cultural exchanges. And so they voted in favour of this idea for now.
Right. Now, the government of Vaud, that was against, actually, the government in the council was against the motion. But now, because it got passed by the council of parliament, has to develop a strategy on how you can teach Swiss German in schools.
Yes, and this might turn out to be a very difficult task because the pupils' curriculum is already full and the lessons won't be introduced at the expense of actual German classes. Also, if you want to offer Swiss German classes, you'd of course need sufficient teachers who speak a dialect, which is hardly the case that they have those numbers, the necessary numbers, to offer Swiss German classes to every pupil in the Canton of Vaud. So it is likely that in the end, there will just be a number of optional offers for interested students and pupils.
Okay. Now, are there other Swiss German courses for people in French-speaking cantons?
Well, yes, in certain schools in Geneva, for example, such optional Swiss German classes already exist. But those don't focus on the actual learning of the dialects, but rather on raising awareness about Swiss German language and culture. And of course, there are private language schools that offer Swiss German classes. Most of those are also about teaching people who already have a decent level of German how to understand the different Swiss German dialects rather than how to speak any of them. And often those are taken by people who either professionally deal with the German-speaking part of the country, or often also by federal-level politicians, right? People around, for example, from Geneva that get elected to the national parliament, they are then suddenly confronted with a lot of people who speak Swiss German. Now, obviously, in official sessions, the rule is that every parliamentarian speaks their own mother tongue and everybody else is just supposed to understand. And there, of course, the language that is expected to be spoken by the German speakers is the standardized German. But then when you have these informal gatherings, right, the in-between conversations that are not part of any official parliamentary sessions, they're most likely and most of the time the Swiss Germans, they will fall back on their dialect, and then it is super useful for any national level politician to at least understand a little bit of the gist of what is said. And then that's why these Swiss German classes can be very useful to certain people.
Right. Just as a quick aside here, Dario, I mean, you've spoken all about, you know, the French-speaking schools teaching Swiss German. Are there any schools teaching either A, Romansh, which of course is another language, and then obviously Italian? I mean, you say people should learn the other languages. I mean, is Italian taught commonly in...
Italian is much more commonly taught. Also, as an optional class, in some places, it's also like the main language that is taught. But yeah, Italian definitely much more taught than Swiss German around the country.
as
Romansh, I don't know. I do know that it is there with Romansh. It has a similar problem because Romansh, even though, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 50,000 people that speak Romansh. And there also, it's different dialects. And they actually even have trouble teaching it to their own children in the canton of, in Les Grisons.
Right.
Because they had to sort of standardize it to make it teachable across the canton. But then people weren't really happy that their kids weren't taught their dialect, their local dialect in school, but then rather in a standardized Romansh. And they sort of came back to teaching in every valley a different kind of Romansh. So It's a bit tricky.
We won't actually broach the subject now that many parents would much rather their children were taught English in schools. But that's a
also,
different.
But don't worry, everybody is on on the English train also.
Yeah,
learning English in school definitely.
Yes, right. It's a minefield, the linguistics situation in Switzerland. I know, it's very interesting though. Dario, thank you for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.